Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Hey, man.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
That's right. It's Hey Matt time here on 96.5 The Fan as we are joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Solid win last night, Skip. How'd that win make you feel? How was the clubhouse and what was Jack's reaction to his first part of a major league win on this team?
Well, it was probably one of our better wins of the year, you know, getting down fairly big early and coming back, you know, the bullpen was tremendous. The offense really stepped up. So that was a really good win for us as a team. You know, we've talked a lot about how much, you know, the pitching has picked us up throughout the course of the year. And we keep saying we're going to have one of those. And last night was a good night to get it. It felt like a good night to hit there. Even in BP, it was a little breeze going out. The ball was carrying. It was very humid. So even when we got down, it felt like there was going to be opportunities to get back in the game. Jack did fine. You know, I mean, he squared a couple balls up. They made some nice plays on him early. But I think all in all, he handled himself really well. He was, after the game, was good spirits, happy to get the win. You know, and that's what we're here for, is to win games.
You know, I said, you know, to start the show, and I told these guys last night, I said, I feel like this was an important win yesterday, and I'm glad you kind of feel that same way. I mean, let's be honest, it wasn't a great series against the Tigers. People were kind of down on the offense. Jack gets called up. You guys go out there down 7-2 and then fight back and win that game. It's one of these games, and I don't know if you're like this, as warped as I am, like you circle certain moments over the course of the season and see if what you're thinking at that time plays out later. I feel like this is an important win for you guys. I think when we look back at the season, we'll go back to June 3rd and go, that's really where this thing kind of flipped for the Royals.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting way to put it. I mean, we have 100 and something games left, so there's going to be a lot of important games left for us to win, and I wouldn't discount any of the games we've already won either. So they all add up to the same number at the end of the year. You hope that you can get on a good run, but, you know, over the course of a long year, those are hard to come by. You know, we're playing good teams every night. You know, to what you mentioned about the Tigers series being tough, I mean, we'll take our chances if we pitch like that. You know, they're a good team. Obviously, we need to figure out a way to score one more. But, you know, I don't know if I'm as much of a believer in that one moment that flips things, you know, because I think we got to come out and do it today. You know, nothing's handed to you on any day.
I'm not trying to be smart here when I say this, but do you remember your major league debut when you got in that dugout for the first time and put on that uniform and kind of what that was like? And obviously it wasn't playing like Hags got the opportunity to do, but had to be special even as a coach being up there at that big league level for the first time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. It was the 2014 season opening day, and we had like a three-hour rain delay. So I got to savor it for a lot longer than the average debut.
Yeah, Q, last night, bullpen kind of got taxed a little bit. Not the best outing for Lorenzen, but tonight, Noah Cameron goes out there again. The dude's actually just been shoving all year. A little bit of insight on Noah Cameron and then how he can find his spot in the rotation full time after a game tonight.
Insight on him? Yeah, I mean, he's been throwing the ball extremely well. I mean, there's nothing to hide there. I mean, he's been setting records, you know, four starts, one run or less. I mean, that's incredibly impressive. You know, he's been confident in himself, like we've talked about. He knows what he's trying to do out there. He's got to stay unpredictable. This will be a heavily right-handed lineup tonight, like, you know, the last time he faced the Cardinals. But, you know, we have all the confidence in the world in him. We have a, you know, for the tomorrow's game, Cole will come back. We'll have to make a decision on what we're going to do, starter, reliever, all that. You know, we can send a starter down. We can send a reliever down. We'll have to do something, but we're extremely excited to get Cole back in the rotation as well.
Yeah, he's obviously going to be a big key to get him going, and obviously with the rotation where it is, you don't want to waste it, as everybody kind of talks about how great that pitching is. And, you know, in the song we play, I think it's kind of apropos today, you know, what's going on in the clubhouse too. And I feel like the addition of Jack, while he went 0-for-5 yesterday, was kind of a boost that maybe you guys needed inside that clubhouse. Like, you and JJ kind of read the room or like, all right, he's dominating in AAA, he's dominated in AA. We need a little bit of a boost here. And he came in and gave, I feel like anyway, gave this team a lift similar to what we all experienced in 14 and 15 when this team went out and made moves.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective for sure. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt, right? I mean, he's going to provide, you know, some excitement to, you know, the fans for sure. The players, I mean, these guys are all major league players that have had a lot of opportunities to see guys make their debuts. Now, Jack's in a different spot. He's gotten here much quicker than most guys do after getting drafted, and with all the hype of being a high pick and all of his accomplishments as an amateur too. But what he did this year was exactly what we would have hoped for, right? I mean, the amount of times that it works out that way, that a guy that you're hoping for to perform at that level actually does as quickly as he did and dominate the minor leagues is phenomenal. So we're all proud of him for that, you know, and that's something that the guys here have embraced. And but every decision we make is because we think it's going to help us win now and down the road. You know, we have to provide longevity for us too. And the players are all on board. They were incredibly supportive of the move. And Jack, that's a credit to Jack for the way he handled himself in spring training, and the way he, you know, fit into the clubhouse and the way that he showed his ability on the field.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Royals manager Mac Trero here on Fesco and Dusty. Q, I want to ask you, if it's, you know, something you want to keep between you and him, that's totally fine. But is there, what was kind of like the manager player mode yesterday? Did you give any words of advice, or you just kind of let the kid go out there and do his thing and treat it like it's just another day in the league?
Oh yeah. My job was to stay out of his way. I mean, there were plenty, you know, from the minute he got told he was being called up, I mean, it was, I can't even imagine the amount of attention and, you know, between family, friends, media, social media, all that kind of stuff, you know, his teammates just, you know, go play, you know, he and I'll have plenty of time to talk, but you know, said hi, gave him a hug and said, go get him.
Yeah. It's about all you can do, right?
What was your?
Yeah, I mean, why complicate?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He knows at 6:45 there's a game, and he right. knows how to play. So there's no like rah rah speech and go out there and do it. You just, you know, get out of the way.
Right. What was your reaction to that first at bat that he laced at 98 miles per hour to the gap, and then that great defensive play that happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big leagues, right? I mean, he got to two strikes and hit a ball hard, and an elite defender made an elite play, you know, so that you can't be shocked by any of that. You know, I was glad to see him drive a ball for sure, and good for him that, you know, he got himself, he made contact all five at bats. He hit a few of them hard. There'll be hits out there for him, but just, you know, after the game mentioning that he hit it to two of the better defenders a few times with Arenado and Scott. So we got to avoid that.
Do you
have any idea what Vinny said to him when he was getting ready to hit and Vinny crossed home plate and got real close in his ear?
You know, he was facing Steven Matz, I believe, in that at bat. Probably just something about the way the pitches were moving.
Yeah, a little help from the veteran right there. I thought that was kind of cool to see that. Like, ooh, I wonder what he's telling him at this moment in time. If he's like, it felt like he spotted something, right, in the pitcher. He's like, hey, before you get up there, watch it. This guy's doing something you can pick up real fast.
Yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon for those guys to share those things. Whether it's somebody standing in the on-deck circle, the hitter will look back and say something, or in that moment, you know, crossing the plate. Yeah, I'm sure Vinny picked up on something, whether it was in his delivery or in his in the pitch characteristics that he wanted to share.
Yeah, Bob thought he said, go put a cheese blanket on that two-seamer and send it out to right field. Hey, Matt, we appreciate the time as we do every Wednesday. Go out there and get the series tonight with Noah Cameron on the mound, who gives you a great problem to have. More arms are better for this team and for any team in baseball. So we appreciate the time, and go take the game two out of St. Louis tonight.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, there's a buzz in that locker room.
Of course there is.
He's happy today.
Of course there's a buzz in that locker room. That's Bobby, why you make that move. Bobby's, that's why David Sampson is stupid.
Bobby's voice in that postgame interview.
Oh, and that's all
Q
you need to
there.
Hear. I mean, come on.
Right. We bring up the poll question on the other side, plus we dive into a little bit of college football here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Royals.
Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
In a little bit here as we dive back into the Caglione debut, plus what is tonight as they go take the series win from St. Louis, just stay hot in the month of June.
You mentioned something earlier about Carlos Estevez. You said something to the effect of, is everybody cool with him now, right? About 2 hours ago, we had that conversation, and I'm going through The Athletic predicting their all-star rosters already. You know, we are in June. It's that time of year where we're starting to, you know, is voting even open yet? I haven't seen that this year. I'm sure voting is open for all-star games, right? You can start voting for that. Mm-hmm. And they're listing a bunch of people who should be in the all-star game. And you said, is everybody cool with Carlos Estevez? Well, you better be.
Mm-hmm.
17 saves, a 1.71 ERA. Why would anybody not be okay with that guy? I mean, I didn't realize he had 17 saves already and was like, that's a big number, you know, for him. So to go back to your question from a couple hours ago, is everybody okay with him? Why wouldn't you be okay with him right now? He's got this back end of the bullpen kind of on lockdown right now.
Yeah.
I guess because he came in and was not great his first outing or so that the Royals had with him and whatnot, and people form their opinion, but I mean, my God, this guy's as good as it gets right now in baseball.
Yeah, career high in saves, 31 is his number. He had 31 saves in 2023, and he was an all-star. He is now on pace to, well, has been on pace to delete that, and his next save will be his 100th.
Oh, that's cool.
So hopefully he gets save 100 tonight. That'd be nice because, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, everybody always – I think we look at relievers as if it should be an easy job.
Oh, of course. It's one of the hardest jobs in sports.
Because so many people say, Estevez, man, he makes me earn it in the ninth. I'm sweating. I'm like, yeah, man. Like, guy comes in, he's got to face most of the time 1-2-3 or 2-3-4 or 3-4-5 when it comes to his spot in the ninth inning. It's a tough go. I mean, I remember times where Wade Davis would walk the bases loaded with nobody out, and then it was strikeout, 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 gamer. Waiter, check, please.
Yeah, sometimes people need that. You know, they need that shot of adrenaline. They're adrenaline junkies, like these people who jump out of planes and don't pull their parachute till they're almost on the ground. Like there are adrenaline junkies out there. Wade Davis may have been an adrenaline junkie at that time to get some guys on. Say, all right, got that shot of adrenaline, and let's go out there and pitch. But I think the closer position is so misjudged. And I sat across the table from a gentleman for 14 and a half years who could thought everybody should have been Mariano Rivera. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. Like, not everybody's going to be the best at what they do. Like, it's hard to get those final three outs in a baseball game. Mm-hmm. And we've been very fortunate to have good closers here over the last decade. And Carlos Estevez is doing a really nice job right now. So, hell yeah, maybe he's your underrated unsung hero for the first couple of months of this Royals season.
He is tied for first in the MLB. Or in the AL, at least, it saves with Munoz from Seattle. And then is it Josh Hader?
Josh Hader
in Houston. Coincidence that those are the three teams that are fighting for that wild card spot / the Seattle-Houston battle for that division is going on, because as Vern would say, it's going to be tough to leapfrog Detroit to win the division. Now you're battling for a wild card spot, which means your opponents that you are trying to outwit, outlast, and outplay, that's Survivor reference, is Cleveland, Minnesota, obviously, but then it's Houston, Seattle, and who's the other one I'm thinking of?
Cleveland, Houston, Seattle,
and Tampa.
Yeah, they're kind of in the mix as well.
Those are the teams.
Yeah, they're the second-place team right now in the American League East, and they're 6.5 games back. The Twins, second-place team in the American League Central, 6 games back. I mean, that Houston-Seattle thing, that's going to be a fun race. Mm-hmm. Half game separates those two teams, and so there's a lot of good stuff going on in baseball. But as I said the other day, the Royals are on the outside looking in of the wild card at this moment. We got to worry about, as you mentioned, Tampa, Seattle, and Houston. Maybe Toronto. Yeah, Toronto's probably in that mix as well. Yeah, and Houston's leading the division right now, so that's why I think down on them.
Also, don't forget it is Wednesday. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba,
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. That means there's a Fesco and Dusty poll question on a Wednesday that you can find on our X handle. Would you consider Jack Caglione's debut last night a success? 294 votes are in. 86.4% say yes. Speaking of that, do you think KU and UConn playing in the next 2 years in college basketball can be a success?
Absolutely. How cool is that, right? Mm-hmm. They just announced that this morning. You got Hurley versus Self, two of the very few legendary coaches that are around anymore. But I'm just looking at X, formerly Twitter, and you're starting to see not just the excitement from the national scribes who are college basketball dorks, but people locally going, all right, this is a good game. And what it does is it kind of gives me a little bit of a feather in my cap when I say give people games that matter, right? Give people games that you can get excited about. Here it is, June 4th, and UConn and Kansas fans and college basketball diehards are excited that these two teams are going to be battling over the next couple of years. It's a shame we can't get more of that in college football because that sells. And really, it's a page from everybody's book. I love the way the college basketball schedules in the early part of the season. They don't shy away from playing these big type of games. They'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere for any kind of check. And you go about your business and you play these teams early. You get the experience early. You give your fans something. It's better than playing Slippery Rock or Stony Brook or some, East Toenail State type of school. Like, I love the fact that college basketball is doing that. And that's the moral of the story for, I think, a lot of sports. Give us games that matter. We talked earlier about baseball and you mm-hmm. said, cut it down to 100 games. I don't disagree with that at all. I think that's the way baseball should go. Less games matter more. And college basketball gets it. They're the best of all the sports when it comes to scheduling and giving people meaningful games. Because you got a lot of the times, like just KU, great non-conference schedule. Mm-hmm. Then you got a conference schedule. And then you have the postseason. And all of those games are really good marquee games for the most part, except when you play like Iowa State. No, I kid.
Yeah, I saw that KU and Missouri are going to play this year in football at 2:30 on a Saturday. I forget when that is. That's when there's like a loaded Saturday slate. Our guy, JT Noah, who I love to death, that works up here and does a show on Saturdays on 1660, The Score at 11 o'clock. If you want to check out some deep cuts here at the station. But he was upset they play at 2:30 and not a night game. Now, there's some other games that line up that are just going to trump over KU and Mizzou.
Why, what else we got going on?
I'd have
day?
To look at what week they play.
That's right after the Chiefs open the season.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs have the Friday night game, and then Saturday you've got KU-MU at 2:30.
Which, that's a prime slot for college football. I mean, I'm happy they're putting that game.
2:30 is a great – we used to always want to be in that 2:30 right. slot. That is the problem. Now everybody likes the night games and under the lights, but a 2:30 game, you get to tailgate, you get to go to the game, you get to go home and go out to dinner. Like, that's the best of both worlds. On a Saturday? Hell yeah.
Yeah, 2:30 is great. Let's see. When do they so September 6th.
Yep.
September 6th, Missouri and Kansas play each other, so now I need to see – September 6th football schedule for
it's 94 college. Days.
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt. So you mean to tell me we get Chiefs and Chargers, KU and Mizzou in football
on Saturday, and then the full NFL slate on Sunday? Are we even going to talk Chiefs on them?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's crazy to think about the loaded slate that is coming up that weekend.
See if we can find this September 6th schedule, because there's like Penn State and somebody play. It's a big rivalry. So you have. Yeah, here you go.
Because is that week one of college football, or is that week two of college football? Because you got week zero, and then I'm trying to think if that would be Labor Day. So that's probably week one. That's technically week one of college football, right? Because week zero is the week before Labor Day.
So you have Iowa at Iowa State, Oklahoma State at Oregon, and Michigan at Oklahoma. Arizona State, Mississippi State, and those games don't matter. But yeah, it's... Iowa at Iowa State at noon, Oklahoma State at Oregon, 2:30 on CBS, Michigan and Oklahoma at 6:30 on ABC, Arizona State, Mississippi State, 7:30, and then South Dakota State and Montana State. I don't know much about that, but that's week two of the college football season.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's a hell of a little bit of a run there. I like that Michigan-Oklahoma matchup. It's a good Big Ten rivalry game.
Yeah, then Max got his East Tennessee State versus Tennessee that week.
ETSU, big fan of them?
Huge. Let's go. Go Vols.
That's right. I'm trying to see if there's any other big games that week. There should be. But, yeah, that's a loaded week. BCU and Miami, I don't know if that game does it. The only thing that I would have an issue with is that game is on ESPN2 for KU Mizzou. But there's a lot of other good games.
Well, everybody has ESPN2 now, right? Unless they're going to send that straight to the app and you're going to have to subscribe to get it.
I hope not. Yeah, because Oklahoma State, Oregon's on CBS.
You think they'll have gambling in Missouri, you know, by then?
Alex told me on our trip to Omaha, he goes, it looks like it's going to be December 1st.
Damn. What? Yeah, I mean,
because that guy just keeps, he lost his vote by, did lose by a little, but just can't let it go. Got to go through all these loopholes, make it painful, cost your, December 1st, what week is that in the NFL?
I mean, do you think
week
about,
week 8?
Yeah, like, no, that's way past week 8.
When was the last time the state of Missouri did something right?
Can't be way past week 8, September,
I mean, January,
October.
The playoffs start, dude, so it's got to be like week 13, man.
Yeah, because Christmas is what, Christmas is the last week of the season?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's way past.
The week after that is week 18, 17. I mean, yeah. It's
you're week 14-ish.
Yeah, I mean, at that point in time,
season's done.
You've lost a lot of
your future money. Bets, all that stuff.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. All those future bets that could be right now,
yes.
You're losing money on that. So you're losing teams. You're losing money from gambling.
So the first game that you could bet on in the state of Missouri for the Kansas City Chiefs will be December 7th, Texans at Chiefs. And then after that, there will only be 1, 2, 3, 4 games left.
Damn.
Good job, Missouri.
Sucks, man.
I just don't understand.
Port-a-John crapped all over that play. Never mind.
That's Dusty saying it. That's not me. And look, the stadium news that came out yesterday, it's not good for Missouri. It really isn't. And, you know, they met yesterday down in Jeff City, according to the Kansas City Star. And they had the lobbyists from the Chiefs and Royals address the situation and talk to them about what they needed. And the Chiefs a year ago wanted $800 million in renovations. They now want $1.15 billion in renovations. And so the number has gone up by roughly $250,000 in what the Chiefs originally wanted and what they want at this point in time. And then yesterday, both the lobbyists for the Royals and the Chiefs, again, according to the Star, that's not according to me, both told the state of Missouri that they can come together with a plan, but we're not promising that we're going to stay in the state of Missouri.
I want you to stay.
During the hearing, lobbyists for both the Chiefs and Royals would not commit to staying in Missouri if the plan passed, which could spark hesitation among some senators. And so the Chiefs want $1.15 billion now in renovations at Arrowhead, which is just, I mean, it's ridiculous to spend that kind of money to renovate something that's 60 years old. And then the Royals, their lobbyist, Jewel Patek, which is a lovely name. I love it. It's my kid's middle name.
She
my mother's
shortstop
middle name.
Come in.
Yeah, I love it, man. Jewel Patek, let's go. Told lawmakers that the Royals plan to build a new stadium and surrounding district, estimated that the construction could cost between $1 billion and $2 billion. Patek also would not say whether the team would stay in Missouri if the lawmakers improved an incentive plan. Patek emphasized that the Royals also need additional commitments from either Jackson or Clay County, and they've not received those yet. Aubuchon, who's the lobbyist for the Chiefs, said the deal in Kansas is better. It doesn't require a local vote. Kansas is willing to pay for 70% of the construction, while Missouri is willing to go to a vote and pay for like 50% of the construction.
Oh, nice.
The say it out loud test. 70% and no vote, or 50% and you still have to go to a vote, which may fail to get you that money. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm the idiot. I know what I would do.
What's that?
I'd take 70% of the money with no vote.
Of course. Yeah.
It's free money. And you don't have to deal with the people.
I had the chance to vote.
They did have the chance to vote.
You blew it.
Yeah, they did blow it. And you got to experience a downtown stadium. I'd still love downtown baseball. No, I want downtown baseball. But
it is cool. The downtown stadium was cool. It's not hard to navigate, not hard to get to. It was easy. It was awesome. And it's like right off the highway.
It is. It's literally next to the highway.
Which so is the current stadium.
Mm-hmm.
and the two that are in the Truman Sports Complex. It was a good time. I mean, it was, and I'd been to that stadium before, but I'd obviously already gone there when I was with a buddy who lives in St. Louis. So we took an Uber. So we got dropped off at Ballpark Village and then we just walked right across the street. But just like the scene, like the picture I sent you guys, like the, where you got married or whatever, that was, you know, in the backdrop.
It's a beautiful view.
It is. It really is. And the view,
you ain't going to have that view at 119th and Knoll, right?
That's what sucks. Like
I
am about downtown stadiums. Again, the parking was not an issue.
Well, the people who complain about stuff, Dusty, I tend to find out are the people who have never done what they're complaining about.
Or will never go. Yeah. So, I mean, to me at least, I got down there, and I mean, Cody and Gold can talk about today when they come up on it, 10 to 2. I don't know. I mean, I drove in, I took the exit, I got on Clark Street, I took a right, I saw a guy, he was like, we take card and cash, $30, ding, park, got out of the stadium, walked right to my car, got right on 64, headed west.
And you're out the door. When you left yesterday, you hop on the interstate right there at the stadium, and you're on your way home.
I went to a stop sign. I turned left, got to a stoplight, turned left, and I was on an on-ramp.
Yeah, and you're on the on-ramp. I know exactly where you were, right? Yep. Yeah, and you're right there.
Clark
and you're
Street. Out. Yeah. Yep.
And you're done. And you're on your way home, and it's no time at all. And look, I love downtown baseball.
Stay
I
think on
baseball,
I-70 for 194 miles.
Right. And that's what it says, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next is 194 miles from now, you will make a left-hand turn. And you're looking at 193, 192, 191, right. And you go. But I love downtown baseball. Like, we're going to Detroit this weekend for our baseball trip. Now, we're not staying downtown because the price of hotels down there was like $400 a night versus like $79 a night at the airport. So, we'll go easy with the $79 a night. But usually you'll stay downtown. You'll walk around downtown. You'll hang out downtown. You don't have to worry about renting a car. You're there. You don't have to worry about drinking and driving, all that kind of stuff. There's so much activity. Like, I've been very fortunate with these baseball trips that I've got to experience almost every ballpark in the country. And I will say the best experience that we had was the Battery in Atlanta, which was not a downtown ballpark. But when you have 22 bars and restaurants going on down there, which 119th and Knoll will have, it's awesome. It's fantastic. Like, you're going to see, if this thing does happen at 119th and Knoll, the greatest entertainment venue that Kansas City has ever seen. And it's bigger than what the Battery has. And they have 22 bars and restaurants in that area. But I still love downtown baseball, like the Pittsburgh stuff, walking across that bridge. And, you know, there's so many great things about downtown baseball. But you know what, Dusty? I've come to realize maybe that just doesn't work in Kansas City. You know, like mass transit doesn't really work in Kansas City, right? Everybody wants to be in their car. Nobody wants to ride the bus or take the train or any of that kind of stuff. They want to drive their car. Okay, that's fine. We all have different tastes and different ways of doing things in different parts of the country, and maybe this is a city that just doesn't want that downtown baseball and feels more comfortable not having a stadium downtown.
Yeah, I didn't need a car last night. I needed a boat getting home. That was nuts, man. That was tough. That was a tough ride home. Alex said, he thought I got it worse than they did on the way home.
He probably did.
It probably, for the first time today, will say it dissipated by the time they started to make their drive.
Yeah.
It was an interesting drive home last night. That's for sure. A lot of road construction, a lot of narrow lanes, and just absolute downpour right outside of Wentzville and then right before I got into Columbia. Almost had to pull over in the Hooters.
No, the Hooters in Columbia. I've been in that parking lot a few times. Like, yeah. When you make that drive, you have certain landmarks, that you're...
Well, I went to school in Warrensburg, so I always did the city countdown as I drove home, because it would be, let's see if I can do this. It would be Bates City, then it would be Odessa, Oak Grove, Grain Valley, Blue Springs, exit. And that was always how I checked it down. So when I'm coming home from St. Louis last night, I'm like, all right, we just got to get to Columbia. Once I get to Columbia, I've got an hour and a half until I'm in Lee's Summit. Mm-hmm. Got to Columbia, I'm like, all right, we just got to get through Boonville. Got through Boonville. All right, we're through that. Okay, coming up next, we got Sedalia, followed by Warrensburg, followed by Bates City, followed by Oak Grove, Grain Valley, Blue Springs, 291. That's how it was, man.
I'm like, sure it was.
The knuckles were white on the steering wheel because it was...
There's nothing worse than driving in bad weather.
It was like, if you had a camera in my car, it was like, okay, Lord, just get me home, please. Like, just let me get home. Everybody's got their warning lights on. I'm going 35 on a 70-mile-an-hour road. That's okay, though. I don't want to go any faster. Hydroplane. All right. Oh my gosh. whatever I do, don't fart, because it'll be more than just air that comes out. Please just get me home. And then once I got on 291, it kind of cleared up. It was just like a little bit of a steady drizzle.
But and now look at it outside. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. When it rains, it pours, and then here comes
here
the sunshine.
Here comes the sun. Man, the Beatles sang about that. Who didn't know the Beatles? What was that story we were talking about the other day?
No, it was a buddy of mine that we got introduced to a girl that I worked with, and her mother was there, and she was probably like 42, and he's like, yeah, I do music. And he's like, you probably like, I don't know, what your favorite band is? Probably like the Beatles.
Speaking of that, did you know Born in the USA came out on this day in 1984?
I did not. I did not know that. Today was the day?
Today was the day. 7 of the 10 songs on that album became number one hits, I think,
so
is what it
41
said.
41 years ago?
Hell if I know.
84?
Yeah, 41 years ago.
That means Born in the USA, that album came out almost that many years ago.
That's what I just said. Yeah, Born in the USA's album.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the song.
No, the album was released.
Okay, I thought you meant the song. Wow.
That's awesome.
41 years.
I think that's his most hated album, too.
The one that he hates the most? Mm-hmm. Well, usually the one the artist hates is the one that the fans love. I mean, 7 out of 10 are number one hits.
Well,
that was
the first album that he became like a pop star. Because there's like Dance in the Dark, and then there's Born in the USA, then everybody got the song. I remember I played it in class one time, and this teacher goes, you know that's a protest song. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't like this song. But it had that on there, it had I'm Going Down. I mean, it was just his like first big.
Oh, I'm going down.
Well, that's I'm on fire. But yeah. No, I'm Going Down is a great song. It's got a great little bass line in it. But that album's great. I love it because I was introduced to it first. Actually, I was introduced to his greatest hits first, which had Secret Garden on it, one of the most underrated Bruce Springsteen songs.
Really good song.
The theme song from Jerry Maguire. Fantastic. Baseball is dominating. We'll explain why, and we'll talk about what Caglione could do tonight, because the last time he went 0 for 5, he went 3 for 5. Does he do it in the big leagues? I would think so. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Here on Fesco and Dusty, we'll end the show with Caglione Part 2. But before we do that, baseball is booming, they say.
Yeah, I mean, the ratings are astronomical. It's funny that ESPN has said we're out of the baseball business, and baseball went, hold my beer, we're going to have ourselves a season right now. MLB viewership is up 10% on Fox, and ESPN has hit an 8-year high in ratings as the league experiences another bump in attendance. National TV audiences are growing, too. The international audiences are growing. There's so much good going on in Major League Baseball right now. You and I seemingly talk about it in the break all the time. Like, we've never even brought Pete Crow Armstrong to the air, and that guy may win the National League MVP if it wasn't for Shohei Ohtani. It's tough with the MVPs now, because I think Ohtani and Judge are grandfathered in until further notice, right?
Yeah.
And so whoever finishes in second is going to be the one who really has that best season, you know? And Pete Crow Armstrong is doing things in Chicago right now and has that team in first place. So people are paying attention there. Ohtani, Judge, the Royals are doing their thing. Caglione comes up. Paul Skeens has got buzz around this right now. Like, baseball's in a really, really good spot. The part that sucks is that they're going to get into a situation of labor, and nobody wants to hear about labor, right?
Yeah, I want to hear about labor like I want to hear about the stadium.
Right.
Don't do it and just get to the situation.
Yeah, just get to a resolve, right, and figure it out, right? Don't sit there and negotiate in public. I don't want to hear one player tell us it's hard to make a living or whatever nonsense they're going to say because their salaries aren't high enough. I don't want to hear owners complain that they're giving too much money to the players. Nobody's paying to watch you own a team. We're watching the players play. They should get their money as well. Yes, there should be a salary cap. I don't want to hear how players say it limits how much money we can make. Not if you put in a floor. It raises how much teams have to spend. This is not a hard thing to figure out. Mm-hmm. But baseball makes everything complicated, and they may mess it up just at the time where they finally have everybody kind of back in the good graces of the game. we're going to have a lockout, and we'll see you maybe in 2028.
You mentioned awards. Chris Bubich is now 6th best odds to win Cy Young.
Well, that's extremely low.
You might have a lot of the similar awards on the AL side. Tarik Skubal is minus 150 to win it. The next closest, Garrett Crochet at plus 650.
Did you see his outing the other day?
Nasty. I watched him pitch against the Royals. I don't need to see any more of Garrett Crochet.
I mean,
good job, Chicago. I think he was there.
No, they've got good pieces. They got their starting catcher and their starting second baseman for Garrett Crochet.
That's right. So yeah, and they weren't going to keep Crochet anyway.
No.
Aaron Judge minus 6,000 to win the MVP, now hitting 387.
That's like a bet where you have to bet $350,000 to win anything on Aaron Judge, right?
Or you would just think Bobby Witt's going to go complete magma hot and Aaron Judge misses the rest of the season. Similar to the rookie of the year, Jacob Wilson minus 390, Jack Caglione plus 1,000 is the second place odds. The National League, Paul Skeens is the favorite to win Cy Young.
Why don't they take that off the board?
Because it's minus 115.
That's it, huh? Mm-hmm. Who's second on that?
Yamamoto.
That's fair. But he got lit up the other night. Like, I don't know that Skeens has gotten quote-unquote lit up since he's been in the big leagues.
He got tattered for like 3 home runs against like Atlanta a couple starts
ago. Yeah, it was.
But then you look at the, you look at MVPs, like we were talking about, Bobby Witt Jr. second, Judge first. That was last year. National League MVP, Shohei Ohtani. Some people might think, oh my gosh, already? He's minus 270.
Right.
Jesus. Fernando Tatis is plus 1,000. So you'll have the same MVP in the National League, the same MVP in the American League. You'll have the same Cy Young winner in the National League, the same Cy Young winner in the American League. Literally, you'll have 4 awards that'll stay the same.
Is there anything wrong with that, though? I mean, like
it's just pure domination.
It is, but there's nothing wrong with pure domination. Like,
but there's also not fatigue. Like, baseball will understand who their greatest players are, unlike football last year where they just gave it to Josh Allen.
Right, because of fatigue with Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
I mean,
it's a good point.
You look at Pittsburgh, they're not doing anything. And what's the one argument you get in football? Well, you can't win the MVP if your team sucks. Joe Burrow was out because the Bengals were out. He can't be MVP. Paul Skeens is going to have, what somebody said today, a 7-17 record and a 2.08 ERA and strike out 200 batters, but he'll be the Cy Young. Tarik Skubal obviously deserves it. The guy's a damn machine out there.
Oh,
it sucks he's in the same division. Plus, their team is absolutely thriving. But
they're the best team in baseball.
Right. There's just, I guess, Yamamoto plays for the Dodgers, but he's, second in MVP voting. So it's interesting, but Bobby Witt Jr. again will fall right behind, as you said, whoever finishes second. And that's odds to win on DraftKings. That is not the voting
right now. Yeah.
But when I look at the favorites to win, I would assume that, and those numbers are astonishing, that it's only June 4th.
I know.
June 4th, and your NL America or your NL MVP is at minus 270, and your AL MVP is at minus 6,000.
Right. It's a runaway.
That's one you could take off the board.
Yeah.
You just take it off the board.
The American League MVP.
Yeah, he's at 387 with 20 home runs.
Yeah.
So it's over.
That's done. There's nothing, unless there's an injury. And it's still going to take a lot for somebody to overcome that.
And before we get out of here, because it's been a while.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a goddamn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
You talked about how Born in the USA was released. What did you say again? It was
1984.
Yeah. From the 816. Courtney Cox got discovered by being pulled on stage on the video to Dancing in the Dark. In case you didn't know.
You can't start a fire.
Max goat. Who's Courtney Cox?
He knows who Courtney. He watched Friends.
Yeah, I know Courtney Cox.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could point her out.
Okay.
I like
Courtney Cox. I could tell you anything about her, but I know who she
am
is.
Am I against it that I like Courtney Cox as she aged?
I think everyone on that Friends cast is like that for some reason.
Well, Jennifer Aniston never aged. I've never seen somebody so beautiful. I mean,
along came Polly. Hello.
Courtney Cox is so hot on that show.
Was it on Fox? No, I don't know. If
Friends was on NBC.
NBC.
Yeah,
NBC ran the world in the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah, what they had, like
Seinfeld, Friends, Frasier, Cheers. I mean, yeah, they did run the world.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
And like that stuff doesn't exist anymore, obviously. The must-see TV nights or the Friday nights where you'd sit around and watch Full House and all that junk. Mm-hmm. We all loved it. Everybody paid attention to it. It was what everybody did. That was the community back then. I mean, the numbers and ratings on must-see TV on Thursday, I mean, it was insane. I mean, everybody was there for Seinfeld and Friends.
Get your Underdog app out. Get your FanDuel app out. I got my DraftKings app out as well. Plus 650 for Caglione to hit a home run tonight. I think he does it. I'm going to call it. I think he does it. He looked too comfortable last night. I know he went 0 for 5. I get that he went 0 for 5. Kids going yammers tonight. Why not? You can't make these things up. Why wouldn't his first hit of his MLB career be a home run? The guy's large and in charge. He hit two of the hardest baseballs last night that didn't count for anything. Tonight, he hits one.
His odds to hit a home run last night on FanDuel were almost, what did I
plus
say?
Plus 600?
Plus 600-ish, right?
Yeah. Last night.
Just plus 400 tonight.
On FanDuel?
On Underdog.
On Underdog.
Yep.
Wow.
Got to find your odds. Like plus that. 650 on DraftKings as of this morning at 7 a.m. when this degenerate placed that bet. So,
yeah, plus 600 on FanDuel as of a couple hours ago when this degenerate placed his bet.
Well, I had a free bonus bet because you made a bet last night.
That's what I did last night with my
bonus. Yeah.
So it's a free, it's just 10 bucks basically to win 65. So if he hits home run tonight, we'll just double that down and bet it again tomorrow night. You know what I also feel comfortable with? Watch Bobby do something again tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at the Bobby numbers too. Like, I hit that Bobby one yesterday, one pitch. Jesse's like, you got it.
Yeah. And I said that yesterday. I was like, if he hits a home run, I said to the show, if he hits a home run, that's four. You're in.
Yeah.
And yeah, he hit a 2-run shot. Home run, 4 bases, 2 RBI. It's 7.
I know.
Bob needed 3.5.
All I needed was Cags to hit a home run last night, and I would have cashed in on him.
And then Cags hit that chase to the gap, and you're going, oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I had Arenado with higher than 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI. He got that on one play, too.
Wow, yeah.
He got that. Bobby got higher than 2.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. And then I just needed Cags higher than half a home run, and I would have won. You know, $138 on a $5 bet, to which my wife said to me, well, that's not enough.
Well, enjoy the game tonight. Noah Cameron, Jack.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba Day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Caglione wants Omaha, now Royals. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, and stay here on 96.5 The Fan. For Cody Golden, Drew, coming up from 10 to 2.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.